it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a very good question. Heading out to the Hamptons for the weekend. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this terrific program, but all the shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And it could be Tittle, it could be the Hefe, it could be Jerry Overnight, it could be any of the shows that we have here. It's an absolutely independent way that you can get your show, no matter what time of day, no matter what time of night, because it's all available on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the drill, all the various different platforms. You want to pick and choose. You want to get your little Jerry at this time in the morning. Well, good luck with that. But, you know, you can pull it down. You want to get the Hefe, maybe some legendary figure that he interviewed. Well, it's right there, and it's right available for you. But, you know, it the important thing is it's at your disposal. And whether you have an Android, whether you have an iPhone, whether you have an iWatch, a Swatch, a Guatch, a Watch, it really doesn't matter what it is. I don't even know what they are. You know, a tablet, laptop, or even if you're sitting at your desk getting ready to get to work, it's all available for you and right in front of you at your disposal. Well, that's why we call it Radio on the Go. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls cover our six each and every day. And you know what I mean by that. You're out there having a good time. You're taking it all for granted. You know, see the shining sea, baby. Get to the beach, get to the park, get to wherever. Well, why do you think you're able to do that? Because they're out there putting it on the line while we sit on our fat behinds enjoying ourselves. It's good to have a fat behind. It's good to enjoy yourself, but never take it for granted. You see one of these guys and girls walking around in uni, go up to them, give them a hearty handshake, and tell them thank you for the freedoms that they provide. Let's tap on the brakes and step aside. We'll set up this edition of The Attack right after this short timeout.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Well, I would. Always fun here in the Attack. Take a chance. Come on. Welcome to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. 40 after hour number 2. Bob Nightingale. See, Robert, I can do it when I'm not distracted by other things. But... He's going to join us, best baseball writer in the country. He gets it. You know, he's got his finger on the pulse of everything baseball in the country. He writes for USA Today, and we'll be talking to him. And trade deadline is moving rapidly towards us, and there are some minor deals going on. Mets traded away one of my favorites yesterday, Lucas Duda, to the Tampa Bay Rays, who were trying to make a run at the Yankees and blew a game yesterday that they had locked up, a routine ground ball to short by Gary Sanchez in the ninth that the third baseman and the shortstop looked at each other and went, because the shift was on. Second baseman and shortstop, excuse me. And it went right between them, tied it up, and Brett Gardner hit a walk-off in the 11th to win the baseball game. So, Tampa Bay blowing an opportunity there to get it done. But, a lot of stuff going on. Can't get away from basketball. And deadline, like I said, around the corner. We'll save the baseball stuff for hour 2 with Nightingale. And football as well, as camps are opening all around the country. I think they're all open as of today. There might be one or two exceptions. But that'll be fun as well, and as good a place to start as any, as National Football League camps are opening. Odell Beckham Jr. wants to be the NFL's highest paid player. Good luck with that. But he set the bar, finally, and he's avoided thus far talking about the kind of money he wants to make up until yesterday. And he said, well, I want to be the highest. Well, you're not going to be. However, it's a good starting place, and the Giants, although known to be a frugal organization, are going to pay him. He's the best wide receiver they've ever had. Let's be abundantly clear about this. Throughout the years, there have been good receivers on the Giants. There have been some very good receivers on the Giants. There has never been a wide receiver on the level of Odell Beckham Jr. on the New York Football Giants. And you can take it all the way back to ancient history if you want to. Nobody's even close. You know, Plaxico was very good. He's not on this level. You know, Homer Jones back in the day, one of the fastest guys in the league. As long as you had him on a straight line, he was great. Couldn't do anything else. Odell Beckham Jr., you can make the argument, is the best wide receiver in football. I don't necessarily agree with that, but he's certainly in the top 5. And when you get to that level and you start talking about people in the same breath as Julio Jones and Dez Bryant and, you know all the other suspects, you're talking rarefied air. He stays on the field. He does not miss many plays. And on the interrupted yesterday, he made the declaration that he wants to be the highest paid player. And you know something? It's okay. He said it's like the elephant in the room and you don't want to talk about it. But I've gotten to the point in my life where it's like, no, I'm going to. There's no need not to talk about it. I believe that I will hopefully not just be the highest paid receiver in the league, but the highest paid, period. Okay. Beckham's a free spirit. He walks to the beat of his own drummer. He worked out in L.A. while his teammates were doing the OTAs back east. He has the highest paid shoe deal in a National Football League, almost $6 million out of Nike. They've got this year and next year to get it done. He'll go into the fifth year of his rookie contract, where he'll be paid $8.459 million. And to put it in perspective, Antonio Brown with the Steelers signed a deal worth $17 million. Now, the highest paid player in the league is Joe Flacco at $24.55 million. Now, I don't see any way that Odell's going to make that, but I can certainly see him in the 20 mil range. And if it does come down to that kind of number, hopefully it does not get contentious to the point of, hey, you know, because I said I want to be the highest paid guy in the league. Well, you know, you got it. There are other guys that are in your ballpark and on your level. And quarterbacks rule the roost. So you're not going to get paid more money than Carr. You're not, certainly not going to get paid more money than Eli. Now, you know, look, the track record is there. I mean, his year last year, and considering that their offense only scored 19.5 points a game, he had 90 catches, 1,300 yards, and over double-digit touchdowns again for the third straight year. He was in his first playoff game, and they took the boat trip down to Miami, and not so good. And then there's the emotional level that he is at. And what I mean by that is he's a precocious guy who, as I said, walks to the beat of his own drummer and is not always in lockstep with his what traditionally a conservative organization. Now, you know, could he walk? Yeah, I guess he could. They're not going to let that happen. Because the one thing that they're not talking about is he, at the end of his five-year deal, he'll be 25, I believe, 26. Yeah, 26. And they'll franchise him. I mean, they're not going to let him walk. And if they have to franchise him again after that, they'll do it. But that's when the bad blood starts, and you don't want it. What's probably going to end up happening is they'll work out an extension on the back end of the fifth year, and inclusive with the fifth year, so they're not killing themselves on the cap. And then they'll make it work. But New York being New York, every day that it goes past that he's not extended and they don't wrap him up to major numbers, there will be more and more talk in the tabloids, online, ESPN, CBS Sports, you know, the vertical, this, that, and the other thing, as to whether or not Odell will be a Giant long term. Now, John Mara's already come out and said, look, we want him to retire a Giant. He's been one of the most exciting players ever in the history of the franchise, which is accurate, and flattering him and paying him his due. But he is a young guy with a huge ego. Now, he's not Dez Bryant out of control, but he's got his moments, you know, and making out with a kicking net and, you know, going on a boat trip when he shouldn't have gone on a boat trip. Just bad PR and imagery. It wasn't, you know, that's not the reason why they screwed up in the playoff game. And he's got Brandon Marshall around him now, who has been through the ringer. I mean, the guy's been a negative influence in the clubhouse. He's now a positive influence in the clubhouse. He's dealt with emotional issues, and he's come out on the other side. You know, if you notice, when the Giants went into free agency and guys started getting cut, I mean, they picked him up in 24 hours. They didn't even hesitate to grab him, because they want a guy around Odell Beckham Jr. who can take him to the next level. And he's already talent-wise at that level. But they want to make sure that his level of professionalism continues to go forth to the point where he's not only a great receiver, but a great leader as well. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black, and you're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, look, it numbers are what they are in the National Football League, at all sports, actually. We all know that. We discuss the salaries all the time. And Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get paid by somebody. But again, when you're a transcendent player as he is, and there is probably nobody more popular in football right now than Odell Beckham Jr. It's close with some of the players. I mean, obviously Tom Brady and you know, you look at some of the other players around the league, and there are guys who stand out. Gronk certainly is one of those guys, although he's not one of the best players in the league. He's just, you know, a very popular player. You know, other people as well that weigh in there. But, you know, when you look at the size of the shoe deal that he got and you look at his immense popularity and the fact that he's in a number one media market in the United States, that it all helps, and it increases his value each and every time. The only thing left for him to do is start winning on a consistent basis. Giants took a major step last year, although their defense outperformed their offense, and considering that new head coach, or relatively new head coach now, Ben McAdoo, was considered an offensive guru, and that was the reason why they hired him and forced Tom Coughlin out, was that they didn't want to lose him in the twilight of Eli Manning's career. It taking the next step, and they addressed a lot of things on offense, is all that's left for this team to do in order to take the next step in the playoffs. And again, every generation of teams, no matter what the sport is, has to learn how to win. And I talk about this all the time. It is the rarest of rare occasions that a team can go from not being in the playoffs to winning everything. It doesn't happen very often. And last year was a perfect example against the Giants. And when they ran up against the Packers, who were battle-tested, and Aaron Rodgers, who was battle-tested, the Giants weren't a match. They just took them apart. This time around, the offensive line gelled another year. All the same players are up there, which may or may not be a bad thing or a good thing. They added guys like DJ Fluker. They've added depth. They hopefully, for their sake, get Ereck Flowers on track at left tackle. He's coming in leaner, about 15 pounds lighter. He thinks that's going to help with his footwork. I don't think the issue is with his footwork. I think it's with his hands. But, you know, they'll have to take that next step, and keeping Eli upright is part of that. Eli had happy feet last year. You know, Eli's a guy that stays on the field. However, last year he was constantly looking at his offensive line, because time-wise he was getting crushed. This year, they've got a big blocking tight end. They're going to keep a fullback on the roster this year, which I think was a mistake that McAdoo made last year. They've turned the running back job over to Paul Perkins, and he's going to be the every down back, with Shane Vereen out of the backfield catching passes, and Gallman out of Clemson being the goal line guy. He's a big slashing power back. So in theory, they're going to be better. And if they can get that offense up to the 23-24 point range, it'll take pressure off the defense, because their defense, you know, collapsed a little bit in the playoffs. They just couldn't deal with the pressure. It's a whole different level. And Beckham Jr. is going to be a part of that. And keeping him on the field, of course. You know, they have a very deep wide receiving core. Very deep. Their 1-5 is arguably the best in the league. And they're going to be able to make plays if Eli has time. Now it's up to Eli. And the onus is on the Eli this time. You know, I read an article on CBS about how two-time winning quarterbacks, and they lumped Roethlisberger in there too, guys that won in spite of their quarterbacks. Well, maybe with Roethlisberger the first time, not the second time. You know, and look, they're not going to compare him to Brady. He's not as good as Brady. but he's still damn good. And if he wins that third Super Bowl, which they could do this year, he goes to the Hall of Fame. The same with Eli. You know, if the Giants, and the Giants are going to be one of the favorites to come out of the NFC. Giants go to the Super Bowl and win it. He goes to the Hall of Fame. He's starting to get into the top 10 in every single passing category now in the National Football League. He doesn't miss games. Is he perfect? Hell no. Some people will say he's not a top 10 quarterback in the league. I think he is because he wins. You know, I don't care statistically what players do. How do their teams perform? And let's not forget, I mean, the miracle catch aside with the helmet. You know, the pass he made to Mario Manningham in the second Super Bowl on the sideline was the best pressure pass I've ever seen. He had a window of about 2 inches to put that ball in. 40-something yards down the field. And he laid it in there like he'd been doing it all his life. You want to call it lucky? Go ahead and call it lucky. I don't. I call it a quarterback who had been trained to make that kind of play all his life. And when the time came, he made it. You know, so it's right there for them. Eli's 36 years old. They're figuring 2, maybe 3 years left. They think they have his replacement in Davis Webb. We'll see. But the time is now. And Odell Beckham Jr., they don't want him to be a distraction. And in pure frankness, he needs to not be a distraction. He needs to not make himself a distraction. This is the first time he talked about money. Highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League is Dez at 17 and Antonio Brown at 17. And they're every bit as good as Beckham. And as I said, John Mara said in an interview with the Post, we don't have a time frame on it. We don't want to see him playing in another uniform. Period. Case closed. Jerry Reese has taken it from the perspective of, let's just talk during the season. It's fine. And I liked initially what Beckham has said about it because they tried to pin him down a little bit about whether or not he'd talk during the season. And all that kind of stuff. And he said, look, when the time comes, any contract questions are not really for me to discuss. I haven't talked to anybody about contracts, so it's not something I want to get into. It's just up there in the air, which it is, and that's fair. You know, Mr. Mara's gravitas goes a long way in determining the direction that this franchise goes. He's kind of the face of ownership now. And don't forget, too, the success of the organization will go a long way in determining that, too. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, other headlines, and we were talking about the CTE study yesterday, and John Urschel, who is a mathematical genius, evidently added 2 and 2 together and figured out that being on the offensive line and banging heads for your entire life, decided to retire at the age of 26. And the team said, you know, look, it's definitely related. He went to the organization, said, this is how I feel. They didn't talk about it publicly the organization. They just said it was related. But Urschel put out a statement via Twitter and said, thanks to everybody for the kind words. It wasn't an easy decision, but I believe it was the right one. Grateful to the Ravens. Blessed to have been able to play the game I love at the highest level. But excited to start working on my doctorate in mathematics at full time at MIT. He's going to be a father. You know, he's a newlywed. A lot of stuff. At this point, backup lineman, but he was expected to compete for the starting center job. Hurts their depth. But he feels he made the right decision. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll come back and keep it up with the NFL right after this.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugby Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugby Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bugby Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Yeah, do that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, we're talking football here. And Urschel retiring from, John Urschel retiring from the Ravens. Who's going to compete for their center job? Wasn't guaranteed. But, you know, here's a guy who had already been through the concussion protocol. Suffered one back in 2015. He went helmet to helmet with another player, and he got knocked out, actually. It was a bad one. And, you know, it's interesting because the study coming into play in a big way, and particularly with this kid. You know, the Journal of Medicine is obviously a prestigious organization, but he started talking about the fact, look, it took me 3 weeks because I was football ready. He said it took me longer before my high-level visualizations came back. Now, for those of us who are, you know, not the sharpest tools in the shed, like myself, he is a mathematical genius. He has written papers. He has been reviewed by his peers. He is an elite mind who happens to have incredible athletic ability as well and a football body. You know, he's going to be solving the world's problems through math. And he is writing or pursuing his doctorate at MIT right now, focusing on spectral graph theory, numerical linear algebra, and machine learning. So in other words, he's going to be designing the stuff that on a day-to-day basis helps us out. That's the kind of brain he is. And you know something? You look at what happens on a day-in, day-out basis on a national football field. And this is the right decision for this kid to make, or at least in his mind. You know. And it's unfortunate for the Ravens in that their depth has been decreased and is coming on the heels of Joe Flacco hurting his back. But, you know, it this is what football is facing. And going forward, you've already seen it with a bunch of guys that stepped out at a relatively young age anyway. But when you look at it, it's going to happen more often. There are going to be players that just decide that's it after they make some money, and hopefully for them the money that they can support themselves on. And that's how it's going to play out. You know, that's it. So, you know, don't be surprised. You're going to see bigger and bigger names and more of them. This, I guarantee you that the CTE study, that resonated in the locker room with every single player that plays the game. Every single player. And many of them right now are contemplating their futures, regardless of what their contract status is. And, you know, when you look at the guys who have been hanging around for a long time, and you look at Tom Brady, and you look at Eli, and you look at a James Harrison, and you look at, you know, various other players around the league who've put in a decade or more, these guys know. You know, Giselle got in hot water last year for talking about the fact that Brady's had concussions, that they just don't talk about them and they don't report them. You know, I don't know what the future holds for Tom Brady. But I guarantee you that at 39 years of age, almost 40, playing ball for as long as he can, he's going to have issues down the line. He's going to. There's no question about it. And he's talked about playing, you know, till he's 45. That's not going to happen. He'll be stepping off the stage within the next year or two. You know, that's, I can promise you that. And it's all well and good. I mean, New England fans aren't going to want to hear this. But get ready for the Jimmy Garoppolo era. That's why they didn't trade him. Brady will be gone within a year or two. This won't be his last year, but next year, distinct possibility. The year after that, I can almost guarantee you, if he tries to stick around, that'll be his last year. No matter how he's performing. Because it just, you can't ignore what is going on with these statistics. And get ready in Pittsburgh, too. Because Roethlisberger's talked about it. He mentioned retirement for the first time this year in the offseason. And everybody says, hey, take it with a grain of salt because these guys, you know, they're young. They're upset over the fact that the year ended for them and, you know, they're dealing with this and they're dealing with that. And they hate losing. And when a season ends, it leaves a bad taste in their mouth and yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's true. But when these studies come out and one is worse than the other, which is worse than the other, which is worse than the other. And they go into a position where their health is coming into play and the longevity of their career is coming into play. Well, guess what? If they have a spouse that cares, or they have enough money put away, or a combination of both, it's going to happen very suddenly. And all of a sudden, boom, they're going to step off the stage. I mean, I remember going back to the Brett Favre retirement. And they were talking about the fact that, you know, he was there and within a year, he said he was having some memory loss and, you know, the body had taken a beating. He was having a hard time recovering. Joints were hurt and this was hurt and that was hurt. And that, you know, that's the pounding of a 19-year, 20-year career. You're going to see it with Peyton. Three neck injuries. What do you think? He's not going to be affected by that as he gets older? So these guys are very carefully evaluating their situations. You know, how much money do I have? How long can I play this game, risk reward? And the reward, obviously, is the carrot. You know, it's the cash. Which takes us full circle to Odell Beckham Jr. You know, I don't blame him for wanting to become one of the highest paid players, if not the highest paid player. And he will be. Because the shelf life, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, he'll probably be done. You know, think about that. He goes into his fifth year. And he ends up, you know, working on the 8.5. And let's say they're able to come to a deal. And they tack another five on. Well, at that point in time, he'll be 30 years old at the end of the contract. 31. How many 31-year-old wide receivers are there in football who are successful? Not too many. So you can't blame him for wanting to go for the home run, for wanting to go for the touchdown right away. That's, you know. And God bless him. I hope he gets it. You know, he doesn't take a ton of big hits, but it only takes one. Only takes one. You know. And we'll see. Pac-Man Jones crying. That's always fun. You know, we've told this story a few times on the air, but I remember Joe and I going to the draft when Pac-Man came into the league. And here he is now, 34, I believe. Yeah. He's been in more trouble than pretty much any human being I've ever known. And we watched him at the draft that year, and it was like he was running for mayor. He was shaking hands. He was hugging people. He was kissing babies. He was signing autographs. And then he got that first paycheck. And everything changed. And I mean everything changed. He couldn't stay out of trouble. He made amazingly bad decisions, whether it was in Las Vegas, whether it didn't matter where it was. You know, and he always says the right things. And that's why he's had chance after chance after chance. That and the fact he can still cover people. But he's 34. Career is winding down. Mike Brown is stuck with him. You know, he got arrested again in January. He's going to serve the first game. You know, and he said, you know, as usual, he said all the right stuff. I take accountability for what I did, my actions, my words. I accept that the one-game suspension. I'm ready to move on. I want to be a part of the 50th season here. I think it's going to be special. Well, you know, the charges were assault, harassment with a bodily substance, which you know what that was, disorderly conduct, and obstructing official business. Now, he pled guilty to the official business, and they dropped everything else on a plea deal, which, you know, it shows you double standard justice. But he is right about one thing. You know, the Bengals as an organization have been very good as far as bringing in players with troubled backgrounds and troubled pasts and being supportive of said players and sticking with them. And Perfect and Jones and, you know, there's a ton of them, too many to mention with the Bengals. But again, I do remember going all the way back to that draft. This kid was just a bright-eyed kid. Big smile on his face. Couldn't have been happier. And, man, they dropped that first check on him, and it went sideways for him. I mean, literally, he has never been able to stay out of trouble. I don't know how much money he's got left, or if he has any money left. But I'm assuming at this point in his career, he needs to stretch it as far as he can so he has something to pay his bills with when he gets out of football, which is right around the corner. Right around the corner is a commercial. It's tapping the brakes. We'll wrap up Hour 1 right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. 888-346-9141. travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Well, me too. Welcome back. And we were talking Pac-Man before we went in, and he got all teary at his press conference and everything else. You know, let's not forget, you know, Tommy Urbanski was the guy that was paralyzed from the waist down in the Vegas incident. And Pac-Man's net worth is $5 million. Now, he's made a ton more than that over the course of his career, but he had to pay out so much money, including that judgment about the stuff in Las Vegas, and it's still being litigated on the final number, that he needs to make every buck that he can make over the rest of his career, because he's not going to have any money when it's all said and done. You know, and they're slapping him on the wrist for, you know, one game, when in reality, he probably really shouldn't be in the league. You know, the only thing he has going for him, no ex-wives and not a trail of children. You know, and ultimately, that's probably what's going to save him financially. But he'll be waiting for that pension to come in. And once the whistle stops blowing and he's off the field, you know, we're going to find out whether or not he's even capable of behaving himself. You know. We'll see. I get tired of hearing these stories over and over again from repeat offenders. You know, this guy's got a trail of arrests that would make OJ blush. Anyway, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the news. There's a bird on my window. How about that? And we will be back with more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. Do not go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When an overnight vote was taken in the Senate on a so-called skinny repeal health care bill, they expected that Republican Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski would vote no on it. They did not expect that Senator John McCain would vote no on it. He was asked about that decision shortly after the vote.
Why'd you vote no?
Because I thought it was the right vote.
McCain saying he thought it was the right vote, although his vote did sink the bill. Here's Sharon Reed.
The skinny repeal would have eliminated the individual mandate for health insurance in the Affordable Care Act and would have suspended the health care law's employer mandate for several years.
Senators have given overwhelming bipartisan approval to a new Russia sanctions bill punishing Russia for its meddling in the U.S. election. It's headed to the president's desk now, but it's unclear whether he'll sign it or veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Summer Splash Flooring Sale for the best deals on the best selection of Woodluck waterproof floors and more. Choose from more than 40 varieties of vinyl plank up to 45% off. Get 20% off of Avella Woodluck tile packages. And all water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale. Plus, get pre-finished hardwood on sale from $149. Like Bellawood Select Maple, it's 30% off. More from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to the Summer Splash Flooring Sale today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The parents of a terminally ill baby boy say a London hospital has denied them their final wish. After giving up their fight to bring 11-month-old Charlie Gard to the U.S. for experimental cancer treatment, his parents wanted to bring him home. The Charity Children's Hospital, however, says it's not possible, saying the baby needs a ventilator to breathe. Closing arguments to wrap up today in the Brooklyn, New York trial of pharma bro Martin Shkreli. Scott Pringle reports.
He's mouthed off to the media and made all kinds of faces during his trial. Lawyers defending the man known as Pharma Bro could finish making their case today. Prosecutors accused Martin Shkreli of cheating investors out of millions in a Ponzi scheme, but his defense says those investors were betting on Shkreli's brains. Now, unrelated to this trial, the pharmaceutical executive is probably most known for jacking up the price of a life-saving drug by 5,000%.
Again, that's Scott Pringle. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
He is the new White House communications chief, and Anthony Scaramucci is certainly communicating when it comes to his feud with other top officials in the West Wing. Here's the latest from Tom Roberts.
In a profanity-laced interview with The New Yorker Wednesday, Scaramucci called Chief of Staff Reince Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic, and he questioned Steve Bannon's loyalty. Earlier, Scaramucci threatened to fire everybody on the communications team to stop media leaks. Scaramucci explained in a tweet Thursday that he sometimes uses colorful language. He added that he won't give up the fight for the president's agenda.
Tesla's hoping to reach out to a wider market today when it rolls out its so-called affordable electric car. Founder Elon Musk is planning to mark the occasion with a ceremony at the company's plant near San Francisco. Musk says production of the Model 3 will ramp up quickly in the coming months. There's strong demand for it. It sells for $35,000, and customers placing orders now for the Model 3 are told to expect delivery sometime in the middle of next year. And the actress behind the voice of dozens of classic cartoon characters has passed away.
Bristol!
Wrong hat!
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Actress June Foray, who is 99, also voiced characters like Granny from Tweety and Sylvester and Cindy Lou Who. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, that works. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, you know what the drill is. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates, but we don't talk about them very much because there's too many to list, number one. And number two, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And you know something? It that's the way it is. You know, you want your own device. You want your own setup. You want your ability to be able to pick and choose what you want, when you want it, and how you want it. It's as simple as that. You know, it's whether you're at the desk, whether you're at the beach, whether you're traveling in your car, whatever the circumstances are, you're really, you know, getting to the point where it's like, okay, it's 9:07 on the East Coast. I want to grab you some Spano and Black. Okay, that's cool. 9:20 on the East Coast. You know, I want to listen to a little bit of Tittle. He had a good interview. Boom, you can do that. How can you do it? iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. All the devices, you know, whether it's an Android, whether it's an iPhone, iWatch, iPoppy, whatever the circumstances are, it's all good to go. And it's all there at your disposal. You can go to our award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. And right in front of you while you're doing that is a list of all the shows, all the interviews, entertainment, music, sports, legends, all right there for you to pick and choose out of the archives. And new ones to be posted. We got another one with Bob Nightingale, 40 after this hour. So we're going to have fun with that. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Give those guys and girls an attaboy when you see them on the street because they cover our six each and every day. Don't take it for granted. I'm Black. I don't.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And Bob Nightingale at 40 after this particular hour. And that'll be cool. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 and talking NFL. Yeah, I listened to an interview with Jerry Jones yesterday, and you know, love him or hate him, and I love him, I just hate his team. You know, look, it he's going to the Hall of Fame for a reason. He was the owner that managed to bridge the gap between the old school owners and the new guys. And he has become a leader. He is one of the reasons why the deal got done. As a matter of fact, he is really the primary reason why the deal got done for Oakland in Las Vegas. He built the Pleasure Palace down in Jerry World and did it the right way. It's a magnificent edifice. He did what other short-sighted people failed to do. And he's hosting Final Fours, and he's hosting UFC events, and he's hosting big-time entertainment events in a stadium that holds up to 110,000 people. And it's a shopping destination, even when it's not being used. The stores are always going in there. They have every first-rate department store and exotic store and anything you could possibly want in there. He's a man of vision. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. And rightfully so. And I listened to him on the NFL Network yesterday. And he is a guy that he doesn't, first of all, harbor fools. He recognizes that you have to accept the good and the bad with any group of players. And they have some players of questionable character. They certainly did not handle the Lucky situation. Well, at all. And, you know, there's missteps. And you know, you saw how Jerry handled things with Jimmy Johnson. And, you know, people will say that till their dying breath that Barry Switzer was a stooge for Jerry Jones. But Barry Switzer also has a Super Bowl ring. So, you know, say what you want. He has done everything in his power to possibly do things the right way, make his organization a winning organization, and give them the best of everything to do it. So, you know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He modernized their television deal. His passion for the game is just, you know, beyond belief. And this goes back to when he played. I mean, he gets choked up when he talks about his wife, who he met when he was a kid, basically, you know, first year of college. And she stood by him through the good and the bad. But, you know, he's a guy that gets it. And, you know, it's all well and good to knock him, you know, but when you look at who's been in that stadium, everybody from the Jonas Brothers to Paul McCartney and, you know, Guns N' Roses and Coldplay and Metallica, and I mean, I name it. WWE is in there. Final Four was in there in 2014. Soccer. You know, the guy's smart. And he deserves to be in. I hate his team, but I respect the man. Honestly. You know, he's had the college football championship back in there in 2015. You know, all kinds of stores, everything from Victoria's Secret to Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, it's they're all in there. And Jerry himself has earned the respect. You know, he's earned it. Again, don't care for the team. But I do care for the man, because the football NFL doesn't exist like it does now without him. And I think, you know, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And you know, look, you can make the argument, at least from a financial perspective. And here's a guy, you know, he's 74 years old. He's not a kid. You know, his time is going to come too. But he has done things financially the right way. And, you know, that you cannot argue with. You know, one is the stadium. And two is the marketing. You know, he went into a venture with George Steinbrenner to market. He makes as much money as that as he does with the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in Major League sports. I mean, you know. Jerry has gotten it done. Oh, yeah. Again, you can talk about the methods. Talk about the judgment call on some of his players. But It's just how it is. Colin Kaepernick, still unemployed. You know, it's funny. Chiefs talked about maybe bringing him in as the third and just having a little backup plan in case Patrick Mahomes isn't ready to go, and he won't be. He's raw. But the Ravens and John Harbaugh also talked about it. And as I said at the beginning of the show, Flacco missed a week because of weightlifting and hurting his back. And he's going to miss at least a week, could be longer. So for the dead body count, they brought in Arena League quarterback David Olsen, who I wouldn't know him if I ran him over. And he's going to spell Ryan Mallett, who's going to be Flacco's backup, and Dustin Vaughn, who I also wouldn't know if I ran him over. He's on his fourth team in four seasons. Now, one thing about Olsen, because if you're going to criticize them for not bringing in Kaepernick, he did play for Jim Harbaugh at Stanford. That's how long ago, so this isn't any kid. Yeah, he's been playing in arena. So you know he has an arm, because that's what it's all about. They just chuck and duck. And amazingly enough, he was beat out by Andrew Luck for the starting job at Stanford. And they were the champions of indoor football, KC Phantoms. So he's big time. And Collins without a job still. It's going to be that way until somebody major gets hurt. I'm telling you. Let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, more fun.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Well, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And, look, it's National Football League is always fun, and it's always topical, and there's always a story, and literally, you could... You could find a story every single day to talk about. Let's put it that way. It's a 24/7, 365 league. Some of them are more important than others, and some of them aren't, all that kind of good stuff. And, but Jerry going into the Hall of Fame has stirred some controversy. But, again, you talk to the owners and you talk to people who have been around. I mean, we've interviewed them on this show. But the reality is that he has impacted the league in a way that few owners have. And you could take it all the way back to the old school guys, and I get it. And I'm a history guy, as it were. But I'm not going to revisit all that. But in reality, this league is not in the position that it is in right now, financially, without Jerry Jones. Because the old school guys, they had theirs. As the Italian saying goes, the bellies were full. And they were content for things being the way they were. But they were also in jeopardy in a lot of ways. Performance-enhancing drugs were a big thing. They still are. But they were a big thing. And the influx into the league of people who had character issues, to be kind, was something that had to be dealt with. Roger Goodell, love him or hate him, is very heavy-handed with his discipline, albeit sometimes too heavy-handed. But, if the players hate him, he must be doing something right. And maybe that's the thing. So, when you throw the mix of all of this together, the Tagliabues and the Pete Rozelles and the Roger Goodells and the Jerry Joneses and the Maras and the Rooneys and the Davises of all these people, when you have a business, and that's what the NFL is, a business that's worth $750 billion, which is pretty much worth more than almost every country on earth, except for the big five. That ain't no easy juggling act, and it's not easy to be a part of. And Jerry has done a good job with it. He's had his stumbles, same as everybody else. He certainly didn't handle Tom Landry well going out the door. But he deserves to be in Canton. And as I said, his wife, who's been with him through thick and thin, is going to induct him. So, pretty classy. That in itself is pretty classy. Yeah. Austin Howard back on the market. Austin Howard, late of the Jets way back when, but signed a nice deal with the Raiders. 39 games over the last three seasons for the Raiders. 5-year, $30 million deal in 2014. $15 million guaranteed. Whoop, gone. So if you're looking for depth, there's your man. You know, and there were a bunch of teams. And you know, if you're a player and you're going to get cut or you're going to get released, this is when you want it to happen. At the start of training camp, you know, keep yourself in shape. Make sure you can pass a physical. And then when the injuries start to happen, which they always do in training camp, you make yourself available and you're going to find yourself a job. And that's exactly what will happen. So I was a little surprised by this move, although I do get it to a certain degree. Because the Raiders are, with the deal that they signed with Derek Carr, they're finding themselves in a unique position because now they're going to start to have cap issues. And he did make it as friendly as they could. But they still got to pay him. And, you know, cash is cash, and they're going to have trouble. They got to pay a bunch of guys on that team in the not too distant future. And, you know, with the move to Vegas and everything else, and they are not one of the big haves in football. You know, they're going to have some interesting things to have happen. And Reggie's the guy to get it done, believe me. He is. Yeah, but they're going to have to start paying some of their defensive guys as well. You know, Khalil Mack's coming up for a big contract. Their interior linemen, which are pretty good. You know, they got some guys that fly under the radar as far as household names. But they're looking to upgrade on their defense. You know, Mack and Bruce Irvin from that side have been beasts. Irvin, not as much as Mack, but still. And they're trying to upgrade. You know, so guys like Howard are going to pay the price. They're going to be an interesting team to watch this year because don't forget, you had a bunch of games yet last year, starting with the first one against New Orleans, where Jack Riverboat Del Rio decided that he was going to be the great gambler of all time. And made that call that actually turned their season because they were going to lose that game to New Orleans. And from there, they were off to the races. Unfortunately, and this is just what happens in a National Football League, is I would have loved to have seen what would have happened had Carr been under center for the Raiders last year. You know, with Amari Cooper, with Crabtree. You know, I would have loved to have seen that, honestly. But instead, we got stuck with Connor Cook and McGoin and, you know, Ed Al. Carr had an incredible year. And then signing him to the extension that they did at 26 years of age was not only the correct thing to do, but the prudent thing to do for the franchise. And yeah, you know, okay. They're going to be paying him. But 63% accuracy. You know, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Hello. You don't turn the ball over, you win a lot of football games. And that was still with a controlled offense. You know, and he lost the last game, obviously. But he still had almost 4,000 yards. And, you know, he is their future. And you talk about a draft class paying off. Mack and Carr, both sides of the ball. This is the home run you hope for when you get involved in the draft. You know, you look at the core players on that group. You know, they'll have a couple of years in between on Amari Cooper before they have to pay him. But you look at that core group of players, and this is every general manager's dream. This is what you hope when you draft these guys, that you have two impact guys out of each class. And I mean impact guys, not just contributors. I mean guys that really, and it doesn't have to be on both sides of the ball, just in fact of, you know, impact. And if you do that, if you have that, then you have a Super Bowl contending team. If you can put two impact players together for four straight drafts, you're in the Super Bowl. Because the other pieces will fill themselves in. You know, and that is a home run. That is a GM's dream. And they've arrived there. Oakland has arrived there. They're going to be a Super Bowl threat. The big three in the AFC are Pittsburgh, New England, and Oakland. And it'll be fun to see it play out. I'm Bob Black. Bob Nightingale's next. Don't go anywhere.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugbee Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugbee Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bugbee Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, waiting on Bob Nightingale, who will join us here hopefully in just a couple of minutes. He's a busy man, let me tell you. If Robert tried to call him, his mailbox is so full it will not take messages anymore, which means there's activity going around with the trade deadline. And, you know, that's the way it works out sometimes. So hopefully we'll be able to get him. If not, we'll reschedule him and for another time and talk about all the trades once the deadline is over and all that kind of good noise. I'm going to be vacationing next week as I'm moving and having some surgery. So you'll be dealing with some best of next week, and that'll be fun. However, there is some stuff going on, and Lucas Duda, as I said at the beginning of the show, gets moved, and he goes to Tampa Bay for a relief pitcher that has some just knockout stuff. A minor leaguer, you know. And, you know, when you look at the return thus far on some of the players, it's not the home runs that you would imagine. You know, the haul for J.D. DeMartinez had some good prospects in it, but not great. As I said, Lucas Duda to the Rays. And, you know, Buster Olney in his article is talking about, you know, 23-year-old pitcher who's Tampa Bay's 30th-ranked pitcher at the start of the year. Well, I was looking at his stats. Okay, you know, first of all, he's a relief pitcher. He made the jump from A last year to Double A and now Triple A, and they're going to start him at Double A. But he brings it at 97 miles an hour. He's a strikeout machine. And we'll see whether or not, you know, again, it's hit and miss. But there's position players out on the market, and there's guys that need some position players. The Mets have truly yet to unload yet. Asdrubal Cabrera is out in the market. Jay Bruce is on the market. Both of those guys have time on their contract that is coming to an end. They will be free agents. You know. And Bruce is a power bat. You know, it's funny. He was one of those guys when they traded for him last year, and you talk about being in a position that you are, you know, not enviable. They made the deal for Jay Bruce. They tried to trade him in the offseason. They couldn't find any takers. He had a very rough time adjusting to New York. But then in that last week of last year, when he finally relaxed, you saw what Jay Bruce could be. Now, in the outfield, is he Roberto Clemente? Hell no. He's not even Roberto Clemente Jr. But honestly, he's no butcher out there. He catches everything he gets to. He's got a good arm. You know, he's just a big lumbering player. So he doesn't cover a ton of ground. But he's no butcher. You know, they made it out to be as if he couldn't play the outfield. Now, they got him at first base right now with the moving of Duda. But this guy just whacks. And somebody else who whacks, because he's the best writer in baseball, is Bob Nightingale from USA Today, who joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Bob. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Yeah, doing great, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Your mailbox was full, so I assume there's a lot going on. Trade deadline right around the corner. What's hot and heavy in your world?
Well, yeah, mostly it's a a Sonny Gray, a Yu Darvish, Justin Verlander. You know, those are the big names. There's been a lot of relievers and some position players, but those aren't really big time names. I think we'll see a lot of quantity, but not a lot of quality.
Have you been surprised by the lack of returns so far in the names that have been moved? We were talking about Lucas Duda. You know, I was talking about the J.D. Martinez trade, which I think is a little underrated with the prospects they got back. But it seems as if teams are not willing to give it up for guys who were on that walk year.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many position players out there. just people don't need them. You know, it's just a funny year. You know, there's not that one guy that say, okay, I'm going to grab this guy, put in the lineup, and he can change things. You know, J.D. Martinez was the closest guy. You know, and even he, you can question whether he's an absolute difference maker. So, yeah, just a, you know, supply and demand. And there's just not a it's not a demand this year.
You know, it was interesting. I like the move for Duda. And ironically enough, I was talking to the trainer of Tampa Bay yesterday about performance-enhancing drugs, and we discussed the team a little bit. They're flying under the radar this year, and yet here they are in contention. Man, they blew that game yesterday. But that big bat in the middle of the lineup, Duda's one of those guys that I like to call country strong. And he just – there's not a park he can't hit it out of. And I was not surprised by the move. Maybe the return wasn't as much as the Mets wanted, but I think it's a terrific move for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the fact there's a small market team going for it. I mean, you got Echeverria earlier on for the Miami Marlins in early July. So, no, it's fun to see everybody participate in this thing, not just the big market clubs, you know, in Kansas City. And the small market teams are doing, you know, just as much, if not more, than the big market teams this year.
Yeah, no question about it. And a team that, you know, theoretically they're in a big market, but they perform like a small part market field team when it comes to spending is the Houston Astros. And with Correa down, and I know it's a thumb, but thumbs are tricky, and they got him on the 15-day, and they're hoping for the best. Do you see them making a move? Do you see them going for a Cabrera or somebody of that ilk to try to at least bridge the gap just in case he does not come back fully when he comes back from the thumb injury?
No, I think they'll go after another starting pitcher, you know, to help him in October, some front-line guy, you know, what is it, Sonny Gray, you know, I'm not saying Verlander, but, you know, a guy like that. Otherwise, I think they'll just beef up that bullpen. But, no, they have such a big lead, you know, they don't need to worry about Correa. I mean, just as long as he's ready before the playoffs start, they're fine. So, I don't see him doing anything position-wise, just because they're absolutely loaded and have so much depth.
Is that depth still in the farm system where they can afford to make that big deal for a big-time pitcher?
No, it is. They have a ton of depth. And the farm system is one of the top, you know, two or three in all of baseball. So they can do what they want. They're just kind of holding on to guys right now. But, yeah, I mean, their system, whoever they want out there, you know, if they gave away their, you know, two of their top three prospects, I mean, really they could, you know, beef up that team for the pennant race. So that's the big question they have. Do you give up some of that future and go for this thing right now?
You know, I look at the Dodgers, and I see a team that was firing on all cylinders, and they still are to a certain point. But anytime I hear back and a pitcher, it worries me, number one. And number two, they're not afraid to pull the trigger and spend some money. Can you see them making some kind of an insurance move because of the fact that their stud, their ace, is having issues?
Yeah, not so much insurance, but just that, you know, almost like Houston to go for this thing right now, and this will be their fifth straight division title. You know, it's not enough. You know, people are kind of bored by division titles in L.A. You haven't been in a World Series since 1988. So they got to do something to help them. You know, if he's under contract for next year, you know, so be it. You know, the tough thing for them is that they got so much depth, but on top of the rotation, you know, you're talking about Clayton Kershaw and Alex Wood, and you got to stop there.
Yeah, I guess that is an issue. I mean, there are certain teams, when you look at it, they're geared towards the postseason. I guess the Dodgers are one of them. I've been impressed by the way they've kind of melded as a group, and I was not in favor of Mattingly leaving, but they haven't really missed a beat. It also seems that this team has come together a little bit. You know, Puig, I guess he got a little bit humbled by that trip to Oklahoma City, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a better player this year, also better in the clubhouse and everything else. So, no, it's worked out well. And, yeah, he's had a fine year for him. So, no, that might have been the perfect wake-up call for him last year.
One of those in-between teams, at least as far as I can see, are the Yankees. And, you know, I'm based in New York, but we're not New York-centric. And it seems as if they they're in the right position. I don't know if they're going to be able to catch the Red Sox. It's tight between the three teams, but maybe they've arrived a year ahead of time and they're playing with house money. What's your opinion? The bold move, or do they kind of stay the course here?
You talking about the Red Sox?
No, oh, Yanks.
Yankees. I think they kind of stay the course. I could see a Sonny Gray, because you have him through 2019. I can't see a Verlander or anything like that. Quintana made a lot of sense. They tried to go after Quintana until the Cubs stepped in. But, yeah, Sonny Gray makes sense, or nobody. I can't see them dipping in just for a rental player. They're trying to get their payroll down, too, so they can get on a luxury tax and kind of get ready for when Bryce Harper, and Manny Machado and Clayton Kershaw hit the market.
Yeah, it's funny about that with the evolving of Aaron Judge. I don't even know that they go after Bryce Harper at this point. I probably would, but hey, it's not my money. The Cubs are starting to perform up to expectations again. I mean, you watch it all. What have you seen that has awakened the slumbering giant?
The trade, the Quintana trade, really, really helped them. I mean, I was kind of a jolt to them, right there out of their sleep. And, they've had a phenomenal, start of the second half. since that trade was made. And just the pitching's come around. I mean, the pitching was so bad that first half. You wonder what was going on. And now the, Arrieta's really stepped up. Lester's still, pitching well. Kyle Hendricks is coming back. So I think they're in a good position. Not as good position as they were a year ago, but still a very good team and still got a chance to get to the World Series.
I looked at that roster a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, you could sense. I anybody with a baseball mind recognized that Milwaukee wasn't going to be able to stay the course. But I was looking at that pitching, and man, Epstein just pulls the right moves, doesn't he? It just, there was age on that staff, and he recognized it and tweaked it, and there was no panic involved, and it's got to be impressive and a breath of fresh air for Cub fans to recognize that. They're not just one-year wonders anymore. They're a legit organization that's going to be contending for a long time to come.
Yeah, they should be good for next, three, 4 years, at least. And, never panicked at all. And, of course, help being in that division, NL Central, nobody's taken off. And so, nobody, jumped out to a 10-game lead or anything like that. They just kind of buy their time, and here they are sitting in first place. So, yeah, they still need some pitching. That's why, Quintana makes sense. You're going to lose Arrieta and Lackey at your free agency at the end of the year. So I would think they'd be very active this winter trying to get some pitching. Who knows, maybe they do get Justin Verlander.
That possibility, I suppose. Do you see, and you mentioned the two guys. I mean, Lackey, I can understand if they cut him loose. They're going to try to retain Arrieta, or do you think they let him walk?
I think they let him walk. He wants a 6 or 7 year deal. They just don't believe in that. They don't believe in giving guys more than 4 years, particularly up in age. And they did do it for Lester, but I think that was just to in dire straits and had to get a star guy to come and kind of help out the rest of the rotation. So I don't think they'll offer Arrieta more than 4 years. And I can't see Arrieta taking less than 6 years.
Bobby, I know you're up against it because the phones are ringing off the hook with the deadline on us, but any anticipated big move that you could see, or are we just going to ride it out and see what the headlines say next Tuesday?
Well, I can see a Sonny Gray, type of guy. Some relievers will get moved. Brad Hand from San Diego, but no blockbusters. No, I can't see any huge moves. I really can't. I think it's just a situation where sort of have that star quality this year. A lot of quantity, but just not the quality.
Understandable. Social media for you, my friend, before we let you go.
Oh, it's B Nightingale on Twitter. And, just trying to keep up with all the trade activity and things like that. And it's a fun time of year, and it's a fun time because in September we can look back and say, okay, these trades, who do they help out?
No question about it. Thanks for your time, Bob. The great Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Always appreciate it, my friend. You're welcome back anytime.
Sure,
Bob Nightingale here in the attack. No blockbusters, just, a couple of good pieces moving around. A couple impact guys, depth guys, and we'll see how it plays out. And, you know, people who can spend money always do. Those that can't, well, they don't. And that's why they don't contend. We'll be back, finish it up right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black, and you are not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back. Thanks to Bob Nightingale for coming on board. Check out USA Today. He really is the best baseball writer in the country. Aaron Judge breaks a tooth. Brett Garner celebrating his walk-off home run and tossed his helmet, and somewhere in the midst of the celebration, it popped Aaron Judge in the mouth and broke his tooth, bloodied his lip. Oops. Well, at least he didn't tear a ligament in his knee or something along those lines. It's, you know. Yeah, it was great. They were all on their cell phones looking at the celebration because everything's online immediately. And it bounced up and knocked Judge in the mouth. And looks like it was on the back of backup catcher Austin Romine, who may be looking for a job. No, I'm just kidding. But he chipped a tooth, and they'll fix it, and he'll play, which is a beautiful thing. Well, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Bob for coming on board. Thanks to Senator Roberto out on the West Coast for making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.